It's a deal, she said excitedly. Now how about that fuck? Get down on all fours.
What? Here? I blustered. What if somebody comes?
Somebody will.
Me. And hopefully, you. She grinned, licking her lips and slowly sliding her foreskin back and forth along her thick shaft. After throwing my coat down onto the path, I quickly dropped down on all fours as Susie knelt behind me and put her hands on my hips, her now rigid cock sliding all the way into my drooling cunt and rocking my whole body back and forth as she powerfully thrust into me. The thought of me being fucked like a bitch in heat whilst wearing only my undies on the path of a public park by a transvestite wearing only her undies, where anyone could walk up and see us, made my orgasm rapidly build deep inside my belly. I could feel my legs trembling as it continued to build inside me, and I knew by the intensity I could already feel it was gonna be a big one. Sure enough, as Susie breathed, she was starting to come. My own orgasm blasted through me with a breathtaking force, every nerve ending in my body seeming as though it was sparkling with pure energy. I couldn't give a damn about who might catch us. In fact, the whole world could have stood round and watched as far as I was concerned right now. All I could feel was that beautiful cock repeatedly being stuffed deep inside my contracting cunt as it spurted jet after delicious jet of Susie's thick and creamy cum inside me. I don't know how long it was before my orgasm died down, but Susie was still inside me and bent over my back, catching her breath with sweat running down our bodies. Finally, she told me to put a finger over my cunt so she could pull out of me and roll over. I did as she said and straddled her head with my cunt lips only an inch from her lips as she lay on the path. Then I slid my finger away and watched the thick dollops of her cum dropping from my gaping cunt and straight into her open mouth. We stayed like that until every drop of her cum had drained from me and she'd swallowed the whole lot, Susie finally reaching up and sucking my cunt lips clean. I really enjoyed that, she grinned as she helped me stand up straight. Your cunt looks beautiful when it's open like that and dripping with cum. It felt fucking great for me as well, Susie, I told her, and that was one of the most powerful fucking orgasms that you gave me just then. That's because we were exactly the right size for each other, she smiled as we put our coats on and walked along the path on unsteady legs. It's as though your cunt was made just for my cock. It touches everywhere inside you. I know, I smiled back at her. I felt that as well. We strolled back to the gates where Susie gave me her phone number, me promising her that Mum would ring and arrange a meeting with her. It won't be on Tuesday, as we both got to see someone then, I told her. No problems, she smiled. I'll let your Mum decide. With that, she leaned forward and kissed me, full on the lips, and thanked me for such a great evening, before she got into her car and drove off into the night, me having refused a lift because I felt like the walk. Once I got home, I told Mom all about her, and she rang her a half an hour later. 10 minutes later, she was still on the phone as I took her a coffee, and it was a half an hour later before she came back and sat down with me. She's coming round to pick me up Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., Mom grinned as she sat down. I don't know why, but I'm really looking forward to meeting her. You won't be disappointed, Mum, I grinned over my coffee. Tuesday evening came, and we were getting ready to go down to Steph's so that I could get fucked by Sandy. I should be thinking about what's going to happen tonight, Mum said as we put on our makeup, but all I can think about is meeting Susie tomorrow evening. Well, me and Mum went down to Steph's and had a great time. I was soundly fucked and knotted by Sandy as Steph and Mom fucked right in front of me. Steph in some new undies and looking very nice indeed. Then I laid back and sucked Sandy off while Steph got between my legs and fucked me, Mom filming the whole thing. I won't go into details about the evening because it was pretty much the same as the last time, but with a different person getting fucked by Sandy. The following evening, Susie called for Mum, and they went off in Susie's car. So it was the following morning when I next saw her and had the chance to ask her how it went. "We had a fantastic time together," Mum explained. "And what a great person Susie is. I haven't got the time now to tell you all of what happened because I'm going to be late for work. So I'll tell you everything this evening." Needless to say, I couldn't wait for her to come home that evening. So settling down after tea, I asked her to tell me what happened. She'd said that they had a wonderful time around at Susie's place, where they talked about their likes and dislikes before fucking all night long. "Linda, you should see how many sets of sexy undies she has," Mom beamed. "There must have been over 100. And her home is immaculate and very feminine. And if I hadn't known it was really a guy as she sat across from me, I'd have sworn she was a woman. Her manner, the way she walks, talks, and does things are completely feminine. Except when she fucked me. Wow. I don't know what it was, but feeling her in a woman's undies as she fucked me nearly blew my mind. And I had one of the best orgasms I've had for a very long time." "So are you going to see her again?" I asked excitedly. "Christ, yes," Mum grinned. "In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if we didn't see a lot more of Susie in the future." "We do. Susie now sometimes stops at our house, and we frequently stop at hers. We all get on really well together. There's no friction or anything between us, despite Susie now shagging both me and Mum. We've also introduced her to Steph and the joys of being fucked by dogs. Sometimes all four of us are around at her house. In addition to all that I've told you, just recently, I've been going to an adult cinema, where I regularly get a good fucking off the other customers. Susie's been there with me several times, and we both got soundly fucked behind the back seats. Also, Mum's been with Susie, and both gotten fucked there as well. Just before my 17th birthday a year ago, I met another tranny that now frequently comes around to our place, and she has a very special gift. She's called Michelle, and she has a very large and thick cock with the biggest knob end I've ever had the pleasure of having stuffed inside me. So my last tale is about how we met her, what happened, and why she regularly stays overnight at our place and fucks us all. It started with me borrowing Susie's car while she and Mum stayed in for a romantic evening. I drove to a park in some local woods that I knew was a meeting place for people wanting something else other than a stroll in the woods and to look at trees. Upon arriving, I saw that there were two cars already parked up and parked alongside them about 10 feet away from them. Even though it was fairly dark, I could make out that there was one person in each of them. So I briefly put on the interior light to let them see who was in my car, fully expecting them to do the same. No lights came on, and after a few minutes the car nearest to me drove off, leaving the other one about 15 feet away from me. Guessing that they hadn't seen me putting on the interior light because of the other car, I briefly put them on again. The driver immediately put their interior light on, and I saw it was a woman on her own. She had long blonde hair and was reapplying her lipstick, and then she put her light back out again, but remained sitting in the car. So with nothing to lose, I lit up a ciggy and got out of the car. I then leaned back against it and dropped one hand to the hem of my short skirt, lifting it up so as my hairy gash and undies were totally on show to the woman in the other car. I was rewarded by hearing her door open and saw her getting out. I hadn't reckoned on having some lesbian action. I really wanted a cock inside me, but what the hell? It could be okay. Her door slammed shut, and she made her way over to me, across the leaf-strewn tarmac, her heels clattering on the hard surface as she neared me. Knowing that she could now plainly see my exposed hairy cunt, I blatantly kept on stroking my clitty as she came right up to me and stopped in front of me.
Nice pussy, she said quietly. May I stroke it for you? Sure, I smiled. Be my guest.
I widened my stance and she reached forward and slid her finger up and down the full length of my hairy gash. She then gently pressing it against my crack so as my moist cunt lips folded over it, and it slipped inside me.
Feels good, I moaned softly. Slide it in all the way inside me, and finger fuck me.
She smiled at me, and I felt her bury her finger deep inside my cunt, and then pull it almost out before burying it inside me once more. I pushed my hips forward and widened my stance yet again as she rapidly finger-fucked me, my sobbing cunt making obscene squelching sounds as she stirred my cunt juices around inside me. I could plainly feel the first stirrings of an orgasm building inside me, and I quickly undid my blouse and pulled it open to expose my tits and erect nipples to her. She leaned forward and clamped her mouth over my right erect nipple. Her hand slid my skirt up and onto my hips, and it was then that I distinctly felt something prodding me between my nylon-clad thighs. With her mouth busy on my erect nipple, her fingers buried in my drooling cunt, I reached down between my splayed thighs and my fingers curled around a rigid cock. I realized immediately that she wasn't a she, and in fact, a he.
Christ, I didn't realize you were a tranny, I gasped, my fist now sliding up and down her thick, rigid shaft. I really thought you were a woman.
Shall I stop then? She asked, pulling off my tingling nipples.
Hell no, I breathed. For Christ's sake, hurry up and get your cock inside me.
Have a look first, she said, as she repeatedly kissed each nipple and sucked them into her mouth.
And then I will.
I guessed by the amount of cock I had in my hand that she must be proud of it, and that she wanted me to have a good look at it. But I wasn't prepared for what I saw as I looked down between my splayed thighs. Jutting out from under her skirt, and pushing it up as I jerked it rapidly to full hardness between my legs, was a truly beautiful and thick and heavily veined shaft. And bumping against my thighs was the most enormous knob end I'd ever seen in my life. It was perfectly formed, but it was truly colossal, and looked not unlike a giant mushroom.
Jesus fucking Christ, I gasped in true admiration. What a fantastic cock, and what a magnificent knob end. Fuck me, I've never seen one as big as that.
Do you still want it inside you? She asked. But I should warn you first. The size of my load matches the size of my cock and knob end. So I'll really flood you.
Oh, all the better, I gasped as my building orgasm shifted into overdrive at the thought of all that cum spurting into my cunt. Come on, fuck me and fill me.
She reached down between her nylon-clad thighs and grasped her magnificent cock before rubbing its massive knob end up and down my drooling gash, coating it liberally with my copious cunt juices. And then she positioned it between my cunt lips and pushed forward, slowly easing her massive knob end inside me.
Oh, slowly, I gasped urgently as I clung to her. Let my cunt lips stretch a bit, so I can take it inside me.
Sorry, she whispered. You tell me when you want me to push again. I waited a few seconds, and then I told her to push forward nice and slowly, her massive knob end reminding me of exactly a dog's knot, as it slowly eased past my cunt lips, and I felt them closing tightly around her shaft behind it.
It'll be all right once you're in, I smiled. I'll just have to stretch a bit, that's all.
It's okay. There's no rush, she smiled. Tell you what, you can sit down onto it yourself, and then you can decide how fast and how far it goes in.
I straddled her legs a bit wider and held round her waist as I slowly let my cunt slide down onto her monster cock. My legs trembling at my cunt while slowly stretching as it slid further inside me, again reminding me of a dog's knot.
Can we wait a few moments for me to open up? For you? I whispered as I felt her knob end finally butting up against my cervix. Once I'm fully opened up, you can start fucking me and I'll be all right. I'm looking forward to that. She smiled. I really am.
I could feel my orgasm simmering gently as I clung to her waist, impaled on her magnificent cock like a kebab on a skewer.
Right, I breathed a few moments later. I feel okay now. Let's fuck.
Okay, but slowly to begin with, eh? She replied as she slowly drew back a bit and then sank into me again. Is that okay? I nodded and smiled at her, wrapped my arms around her shoulders and told her to fuck me deep and slowly and to speed up whenever she wanted. By then, I hope I'd be open up enough to be able to take all she had to give me.
Her cock slid all the way into my cunt and then nearly all the way out again before she pushed it all the way inside me again. I'd finally taken all of her massive cock.
Fuck me. I breathed as I clung closer to her. Go on. I'm okay now. Fuck me.
Her arms wrapped around me, she bit into my neck as she fucked her magnificent cock in and out of my suctioning cunt, faster and faster. Lewd, squelching sounds marking every thrust of her cock into me.
Oh, yes. I hissed softly as she fucked into me. Fuck me and make me come, you beautiful bastard. Fuck me and fill my cunt with your thick, creamy cum. I want to feel it spurting into me and running down my legs.
Oh, you will, she gasped breathlessly. That's for sure. It'll run down to your feet.
Oh, yes, I hissed again. Do it. Fill me with your cum.
Her massive knob end smacked hard against my cervix each time she thrust into me, and I felt my orgasm swiftly riding from deep down into my guts.
I'm nearly there, I gasped urgently. Come inside me as I'm coming, please.
Okay, she gasped back at me. I'm nearly there as well. A few more thrusts into me, and I started to come.
Now, I shouted. Come inside me now.
The initial burst of my orgasm blasted through my body like an electric shock. I nearly saw stars, just as she gasped that she was too coming. Through the swirls of mist of my orgasm, I felt her massive cock throbbing, and her cum spurting into my cunt with such an immense force and power I'd never felt before. And then immediately, I felt her cum running down my nylon-clad thighs. I couldn't believe it. She'd only spurted about 3 jets of cum inside me, and already I was full, and it was being forced out of my cunt by her pistoning cock. As I clung to her and rode out my orgasm, she kept coming and coming and coming, stabbing her hips and grunting with each spurt of her cum into me. After what seemed like an age, she slowed down, and she held me really close, almost totally encompassing me with her hot body as my orgasm slowly ran its course. And eventually, I came crashing back down to earth. Only then did I become aware of her cum turning cold and wet in my shoes. It was then that she took a hold of my chin, lifted my face upwards, and kissed me with such tenderness on my lips as we held each other and remained united as one. You okay? She asked me softly. I only smiled and nodded as my eyes filled with tears at the emotion of the moment. She held my cheek to her breasts. My tears running fiercely down as I sobbed gently against her, my emotions suddenly going haywire.
I'm sorry about this, I sobbed. I don't know what's coming over me.
Shh, she whispered. It's okay. We stood together for several minutes before I finally composed myself. And it was only when I tried to step back that I realized her cock was still fully erect, and that I was still impaled on it.
Christ, you're still rock hard, I gasped.
Oh yes, she smiled weakly. I usually stay hard after fucking someone. Well, for the first 6 or 7 times anyway.
6? Or 7? I asked her incredulously.
She then explained that she could easily have 7 or 8 fucks in a row,
and come the same amount with each one as the amount I just had spurted into me.
And spurting as powerfully? I asked further, because I've never felt anyone come inside me as powerfully as you just did.
Yeah, she grinned. If you let me pull out of you, you can toss me off and you'll be able to see how far it spurts.
Only after I've sucked that beautiful cock of yours clean for you, I insisted.
That would be really nice.
She smiled as she sank down. Her still rigid cock slid easily out of my cum-filled cunt. I quickly squatted down between her legs and sucked her massive knob end into my mouth, but was totally unable to slide my lips down her shaft and suck it clean because of her knob end's immense bulk. I then felt her cum draining from my gaping cunt and the cold wetness that was inside my shoes. Finally, I finished and stood up to examine more closely her massive erection.
Christ, to think I have had all of that inside me, I gasped.
Wait till you see how much cum I squirted inside you as well, she grinned. I'm gonna do that right now. I grinned back playfully as I grabbed her thick shaft.
And when I've seen how much you cum, I'm gonna suck you off and see just how much of your cum I can swallow.
You'll not be able to take it all without gagging, she grinned.
I bet you.
Oh, I've taken some large loads of cum in my time, believe me, I replied smugly.
Not as large as mine, she replied,
as she hitched up her skirt and spread her feet and laid back against the car so as I could toss her off.
You just see.
I slid my fist up and down her shaft and started to toss her off, talking dirty to her and telling her how much I was going to let her spurt her next load of cum into my mouth.
Better get ready, she gasped after a few minutes. I'm nearly there.
I'm ready, I replied, and I'm going to count your spurts of cum.
Now, she gasped, her eyes tightly shut and her face screwed up, and I felt her cock jerk in my hand.
And then I felt her shaft suddenly throb and strongly pulsate. A long, continuous jet of thick, creamy cum arced in the air and landed on the tarmac with a splat, over 5 feet from where we were standing. That in of itself was remarkable enough, but the spurt wasn't really a spurt. It was a sustained jet which lasted nearly for a second, just as though she was pissing her cum. Immediately after the first spurt stopped, her cock jerked and throbbed again, and yet another thick and continuous jet of thick and creamy cum arced through the air, this one landing all of 5 feet from us. Then another, and another, and another, until I'd counted 9 continuous jets of thick and creamy cum, all from one orgasm. I stood there with my mouth open as I looked at the spreading pool of cum on the tarmac, and then at her cock, which was still as rigid as when we first stood together.
If you want to toss me off again, I'll come the same amount, and with the same intensity, she told me matter-of-factly. Do you want another go?
It wasn't a spurt like any other spurt I've seen, I replied in amazement. Spurts are usually short and over with within a fraction of a second. Yours continue and just as though you're having a piss. They're all the same amount.
I know, she grinned. Toss me off again. But when I come this time, move my cock from side to side. It's just like a fire hose, but it's cum.
I did as she said, and within 3 minutes she was coming again. So I waggled her cock from side to side, and sure enough, it looked like a fire hose that was spurting cum. The continuous jet splattering onto the ground nearly 4 feet away.
Well, you still think you'd be able to suck me off and swallow all of my cum? She asked me.
Remember, I can come again another 3 or 4 times yet.
Exactly like those last 3, and just as thick.
Let me try at least taking a couple spurts in my mouth, I replied, kneeling down in front of her still rigid cock. From the bit I got earlier when I sucked you clean, your cum tasted really nice.
Oh, thank you, she smiled.
Okay then, wank away.
I slid my fist rapidly up and down her thick shaft and repeatedly kissed and licked her massive knob end, ready for her to tell me when she was coming. Again, it was about only 3 minutes before she gasped that she was about to come. I clamped my mouth over her knob end and waited no more than a second before I felt my mouth being rapidly filled up with cum. Halfway through her next spurt, my mouth filled up, but I felt her cum being forced past my lips. I quickly pulled off her knob end and moved to one side as I gulped down her thick and creamy cum, just as her next spurt shot past me and over my shoulder. So I clamped my mouth back over her knob end, and again, it was rapidly filled to overflowing. Again, I ducked to one side as another spurt shot over my shoulder. The rest is going inside my cunt, I thought to myself, as I quickly stood up and guided her cock between my legs, but I wasn't quick enough, and I was treated to a thick spray of cum all over my pubic hairs, belly, and undies before I'd time to ram her knob end safely inside me once more. She immediately started fucking me. And only then was her cock under some modicum of restraint, and her copious flow of thick and creamy cum restricted from decorating the immediate countryside. As she finally finished, we both clung tight to each other, both of us dripping with cum. "Christ, how much do you reckon you cum each time?" I asked her. "I measured it once, and it filled a teacup," she gasped. "So a guy could take your full load." "If he could take your knob end," I asked her. "If he could take my knob end inside his ass, he sure could," she replied. "Why? You know of a guy that likes taking something that big up his ass?" I might know of two," I teased, thinking of both Steph and Susie's ability and willingness to take a dog's swollen knot up their asses. "I'll have a word with them and see what they say. Funnily enough, they're both trainees as well." "Oh, well, I'd love to meet them then," she said enthusiastically. "And my mom would be over the moon if she knew about you," I added. "She's like me and can't get enough of cum." "Your mom?" she replied. "Does she like trannies as well?" "Oh, yeah. She fucks regularly with both Steph and Susie, the two trannies I just mentioned. And so do I, actually," I told her frankly. Any chance of an invite?" she asked with a grin, as she started to lick her own cum off my pubic hair's belly and thighs. "I'm sure you could come, if you pardon the pun," and I giggled. "Give me your phone number, and I'll tell them all about you when I get back, and my mom will ring you." So she scribbled down her number, and I threw it on the passenger seat. "Now, how about fucking me doggy style until you run out of cum?" I asked her. She turned me around and forced me down on my hands and knees, sliding her full length into my drooling cunt. Nearly 25 minutes later, she was bending over my kneeling body, her cock at last shrinking as her last massive load oozed out of me to run up my hairy gash and dripped onto the ground. Last time I'd had that much cum shot up me, I was 9 years old, I mused.
"Nine?
Wow, you started young," she gasped. I told her about our excursions out to be fucked by the guys at the houses, and explained how there'd sometimes be 30, 40 guys there, all eager to fuck a 9-year-old in her school uniform. "We have some films of us getting fucked by them at home," I told her. "Maybe we could have a film night one evening and see where we go from there."
I'd like to see that," she smiled.
"Oh, I'm Michelle, by the way."
"Hi, Michelle. I'm Linda," I replied. "Are you going back home right now?"
"Yeah, it's going to be quiet tonight, I think. Besides, you've drained me," she replied.
"Well, I'll see if Mum will ring you tonight, so as you know what she thinks," I said. With that, I got in the car and waved as I drove home.
"Christ, I'd love to meet her," Susie said as she knelt behind Mom in her undies and slowly slid her erect cock in and out of Mom's drooling cunt when I told them as soon as I got home.
"And are you absolutely sure how much this Michelle comes, Linda? Nobody I know can come that much."
"I'm not exaggerating, Mom, honest," I told her. "I actually tossed her off several times and saw how far she spurted and how much."
"Well, it can't hurt to invite her around and see for ourselves," Mum said, turning round to Susie. Let's finish here and I'll give her a ring. Oh, good. I get to lick you out, I said excitedly. I heard Susie's cock start squelching in Mum's cunt juices and I slid underneath her and started to lap up the dripping goo. A few minutes later, we were finishing off in our usual way, with me sucking Susie's cum out of my mum's drooling cunt. I then got between Susie's nylon-clad thighs and sucked her glistening cock clean of her cum and Mum's cunt juices while Mum rang Michelle. Well, she says the same as you, Linda, Mum said after phoning Michelle. She really wants to meet us, so I invited her around tomorrow evening. I'd better ring Steph and see if she wants to meet her as well, Mum suggested. Is she coming round as Michelle? Susie asked. That's what she said, Mum replied. And she said that if we push, she could fuck each one of us twice if we wanted. I'd get plenty of towels ready, Mum, I warned her. I wasn't joking about how much she comes. Give over teasing me, Linda, Susie grinned. I've fucked your mum 3 times already tonight, and I'm completely dry. Hearing you say that is making me want another fuck, and I can't. Save it for tomorrow evening, Susie, I grinned. I'll let you fuck me, no matter how many times Michelle fucks me. Mum then rang Steph, and she agreed immediately to come round when Mum told her all about Michelle and her massive cock. I think I can hear her drawing up outside, I told everyone the following evening as we all waited for Michelle to arrive. Yes, that's her car. Mum welcomed Michelle inside and introduced everyone to her as she handed her a drink. Michelle, like Susie, immaculately dressed and made up as a woman, so as you wouldn't know they were in fact guys. Well, hello everyone. I assume Linda's told you all about me and our great time together last night. Just so you know, I think I should tell you all about me myself, just in case you missed something. Michelle started. Please feel free to ask me anything you want to know about me, no matter how personal. She then went on to describe everything about her special gift, and that we should see for ourselves whether she was exaggerating or not a little later on. Steph congratulated her on how much she looked like a real woman, and said how much she wished she looked like her and Susie, totally feminine. There was then more questions about her gift, as Mum refilled our glasses, ending with Michelle standing up and lifting up the front of her skirt to show everyone the massive size of her beautiful cock and tremendous knob end. Gasps and a low whistle went round the room as Michelle took hold of her cock and slowly wanked it, her suspender frame cock immediately jerking upright and sticking out lewdly from her nylon-clad thighs. Oh, just look at that knob end, Mom drooled. I can't wait to have that beauty spurting its cum deep inside my cunt. Well, there's no need to wait, Fiona, Michelle smiled. Get yourself in position and I'll fuck you with it. Right now. Mum immediately got down on all fours and then slid the hem of her skirt up to her waist before spreading her knees, so as her hairy gash was totally exposed and ready for Michelle's massive knob end to enter it. I'm going to use the dildo on myself to open myself up for Michelle, Susie stated as she laid back in her chair and threw her legs up over the sides, then reached for her handbag and the KY gel. I think I'll need it later to take that massive knob end of hers. Me too, agreed Steph, assuming the same position in her chair before she slowly fed her KY lubed dildo into her exposed ass. Both Susie and Steph buried themselves by fucking their dildos into their asses as they watched Michelle get behind Mum and rub her massive knob end up and down Mum's drooling gash a few times, just to lubricate it with Mum's escaping cunt juices. I watched in awe as Michelle slowly pushed forward, her massive knob end pressing Mum's cunt lips before it as her shaft gradually disappeared inside Mum's cunt. Oh, my sweet Jesus, yes, Mom hissed as she felt the immense bulk of Michelle's thick shaft and bulbous knob end gradually and progressively stretching her cunt walls to their utmost. Push it in, Michelle, all the way. She did exactly that and slowly withdrew, Mom's cunt lips tightly dragging along the thick shaft and bulging as they reached the glands of Michelle's knob end. Until Michelle got near to coming, I decided to help Susie and Steph by fucking their dildos into their asses for them, as well as alternatingly sucking their cocks for them. It was then I heard Michelle suddenly gasping that she was near coming that I stopped ass-fucking Susie and Steph, both of them simply sitting back and watching how things went with Mum and Michelle. A few seconds later, I heard Michelle grunting and Mum groaning, and I saw Michelle's cum oozing past the tight seal of Mum's cunt lips and her pulsating shaft. Then I watched it slithering down her nylon-clad thighs as Michelle pumped even more into her already cum-filled cunt. Finally, she stopped coming and simply pulled her still rigid cock out of Mum with a loud suctioning sound. "Right. Which one wants to go first?" Michelle asked, the two trannies with their dildos still firmly wedged in their asses. "I'll try it," Steph grinned. "I hope you can get inside me okay, Michelle, because I'm really looking forward to you spurting all that cum in my ass."
"Your ass will take more than a cunt," Michelle told her, as Steph got on all fours. She got between her legs and pointed her massive cock menacingly at Steph's ass. As Michelle's knob end pushed against her, Steph pushed her ass back at it. I was amazed to see how easily it slid past her tight sphincter muscles and then sank all the way inside her waiting ass.
"Christ, that knob end of yours feels, oh, fucking big, Michelle," Steph gasped. "Just like the knot on a dog's car."
She stopped short as soon as she realized what she'd blurted out. Michelle now surely aware that Steph had been fucked by a dog.
"Oops," Steph said. "Sorry, you guys."
"It's okay, Steph," Michelle smiled. "I guessed with the way I slid inside you that either you'd been regularly fucked by a cock as big as mine, or by something else with a large cock, or something with a large part of a cock, so..."
"So, it was a dog, eh?
I must try that one myself someday."
"I can easily arrange that for you if you're serious, Michelle,"
Steph replied, her whole body now rocking back and forth as Michelle got up to speed and slammed her massive cock into her ass with a loud slapping sound.
"Yeah, okay,"
Michelle gasped as she held onto Steph's suspender belt and fucked her cock deep inside her.
"We'll talk about that later."
All this was going on as I laid on my back between Mum's legs and eagerly lapped up the dripping cum as it oozed from her gaping cunt. A few moments later, Michelle gasped that she was coming once more, her cum taking considerably more time to ooze from Steph's ass as it did from Mum's cunt.
"Christ, feels like you're filling my guts with your cum as well, Michelle,"
Steph gasped as Michelle emptied her load into her ass.
"I can feel my belly pumping up."
Michelle was too out of breath to answer and simply pulled back, so as her still rigid cock slid out of Steph's ass with a gush of cum.
"Jesus, I can't wait to have that load spurted inside me."
Susie grinned broadly as she got down alongside Steph and braced herself for Michelle's monster cock.
"You might as well know now, Michelle, that I too fuck with dogs."
"Something tells me that goes for all of you," Michelle laughed.
"Am I right?"
"You are," Mum smiled as Michelle sank easily into Susie's ass.
"Me and Linda too."
Michelle seemed to be taking more time with fucking Susie, not just ramming her cock in and out of her ass, more like stirring her ass with her cock for her.
"Christ, you have a beautiful ass, Susie,"
Michelle breathed softly as she tried every combination of fucking stroke into her.
"It sort of grips my cock and almost massages it for me. Very nice.
That's me tightening and relaxing my ass muscles as you slide your beautiful cock in and out of me," Susie replied.
"I always do that for the guy."
Michelle showed Susie her appreciation by immediately coming deep inside her, her thick shaft visibly pulsating with each powerful spurt of cum into her. Likewise, Susie showed Michelle her appreciation by moaning softly and coming herself, her cock jerking up and down between her nylon-clad thighs and slapping her own belly as it spat out her cum without her even having to touch her own cock. The moment was finished off with Michelle's cum now slowly oozing out of Susie's ass and dripping onto the floor to join the viscous puddles that were already there. Mmm. You can come like a woman, Michelle breathed. Nice touch, Susie.